wearing a three-piece suit. You meet folks this way you never meet while flying. You take the plane, I'll take the bus this time. This is something I know about because I take a lot of Greyhound bus trips to get to these shows. I take Amtrak too, but as you may know, it's not Amtrak everywhere, especially up here in Maine. There's a bunch of it now. Yeah, and when I fly, I think I'm crazy for flying too. Welfare gal and her drunken swain, and folks they don't let on the blame. The mother screaming and the baby crying.
Harless, you get back in that seat right now before I pan them your blood. Mama, mama, yada se lo último día, mama, mírame. Yeah!
Pedro, siéntese. You take a plane, I take a bus this time. Salt Lake City, everybody up. Salt Lake City, everybody up. Elko, Wells, and Reno down the line. You take a plane, I'll take a bus this time. The welfare gal and her drunken cuss. And Pepsi cans rolling around the bus. And newspapers and grit. You got slime. Take the plane, I'll take the bus this time. Welfare gal from her drunken clan. Spraying her hair with an aerosol can. Leaving a cloud of phony lemon lime. You take the plane, I'll take the bus this time. Welfare gal's got a nasty hold on her little two-year-old. I'm thinking about that child abuse hotline. That's not funny, but it's true. Salt Lake City, everybody up for the Elko, Wells, and Reno down the line. You take the plane, I'll take the bus this time. Johnson, you're crazy to take the bus. Yeah, I know I'm crazy, so what's the bus? Yeah, but look, 3 old days on that stinking bus. Yeah, and I sleep fine. You take the plane, did I ever tell you a story about from Stockton to Sacramento 2 Julys ago? No, Jonathan, you didn't. Well, it was the story of the 300-pound guy with the plumber's butt. You could see that it was going to be disgusting. Right when the waiting room there, right there, when we got on the bus, it was like 98 degrees in Stockton that day. And there were 4 kind of flies buzzing all around him already. And it was most grotesque. So, usually on those Greyhound trips, they do not allow standees, you know. For some reason, this time, they did. And he was one of them. And I made sure that I was maybe the very last person on. Because I knew that butt of his was going to have to end up somewhere. And I wanted to make sure that I wasn't seated next to him. And of course, he finally stopped. I can still see the picture in my mind, too. Nice, pretty young girl, long brunette hair. Like there's that guy with the rear end just parked next to her. Everything just like, his face is left for the whole rest. Well, Jonathan, that bus gets pretty rank, doesn't it? But it doesn't get any worse than that, does it? Of course not. Except for the time from Springfield, Missouri to Albany, New York. Want to hear about that? Okay. I didn't ask, we didn't want to hear it. Well, out of Springfield, then you get that Midwestern heat, which is totally different. Then it's hot and humid. And sometimes you get a bus where the air conditioner doesn't work so well. And I think, if I remember, this was one of those. And the the latrine didn't close entirely.
Grace is taking the bus.
Yeah. Probably so. Because by the time we started going up those hills into Pennsylvania and getting on the way to New York State, you got some hills, so that engine is laboring a little. And so the rear of the bus is heating up. The engine's heating up, and the rear seats are heating up. And the blue chemical latrine is in the back of the bus. So the blue liquid is heating up, creating this sort of scalding blue mist. Filtering out because the door won't close right up. And this is truly disgusting. Strong stomach, but I'm looking around at some of the other people. This is the one reason I sit near the front of the bus. I sit way up front because I think this is why. Because back there, it had to be making them sick. There was no air in this bus at all. But no one was even grimacing. They were just looking like this was their lot in life to accept this. I was just shaking my head. Someone should at least be scowling. You're crazy for taking the bus. Yeah, I'm crazy, I know. But what's the bus? Three old days on that reeking bus. Yeah, and I sleep fine. You take the plane, I'll take the bus this time.